Beautiful things.
它的背后是带着 message， 带着讯息。
There is a message behind those.
所以我想用纽西兰来做比方。
So I like to use New Zealand as an illustration.
然后我们把圣经里面重要的启示把它综合一下。
So then we will summarize the revelation in the Bible.
因为我们读路德记的时候，我们需要这个背景才可以。
Because when we study the book of Ruth, we need this background.
否则有的人说路德是告诉我们怎么做婆婆，怎么做媳妇。
So otherwise, other people will tell you the story of Naomi and Ruth is a story of how to be a good mother-in-law, how to be a good daughter-in-law.
人际关系，人和人中间最难的就是婆婆跟媳妇。
Actually, in human relationships, the most difficult is that of between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
就是女婿跟丈母娘。
Oh, actually, it's not. It's the son-in-law and the mother-in-law.
那在中国是婆婆跟媳妇。
Among the Chinese, it's the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
犹太人是如此。
Same thing with the Jews.
那在西方的世界里面是女婿和丈母娘。
In the Western world, is the son-in-law and the mother-in-law.
这个关系是最微妙的。
That is the most intricate relationship.
你知道这个女婿受了很多的苦以后。
So after the son-in-law suffered much.
他总是希望说能够幽默一下，叫自己稍微轻松一点。
So then he would try to humor it.To kind of comfort himself.
所以如果大家到美国的 Florida,
so if you go to Florida in the United States,
尤其你到了这个 Sea World 到海洋世界
especially if you go to Sea World,
那么你看见海豚表演的时候
so when you see the dolphins and the whales,
那么很多人就坐在那里看海豚表演
and many people sit in the front to watch the dolphins.
那么他就警告大家你们要小心不要坐得太前面了
so he said he warns everyone be careful don't sit in the front row,
因为海豚一表演的时候水花就可以溅到你
Because or else you get soaked when the dolphins jump out of the water.
他说有两个办法，要么你坐在后面一点。
So there are two things you can do. You can either sit in the back.
还有一个办法就是把你丈母娘放在你前面。
The other thing is just place your mother-in-law right in front of you.
所以你知道说啊，许许多你看人的关系最难的就是丈母娘跟。跟女婿的关系。
So the most difficult relationship is that of a mother-in-law and a son-in-law.
你知道还没有结婚以前。
So before you get married.
你知道终于丈母娘看上女婿了。
So finally the mother-in-law has likes the son-in-law.
她觉得她女儿选的真是白马王子。
And then she does feel that her daughter has chosen the great charming prince.
结果呢，丈母娘看女婿越看越有趣。
So the more she looks at him, the more she likes him.
但是没有多久以后呢，结了婚以后。
But after they get married,
慢慢有一些闲言话就传到她耳朵里面来了。
So then some words come and fall upon her ears.
结果是丈母娘看女婿是越看越有气。
So then the mother-in-law, the more she looks at her son-in-law, the more she dislikes him.
本来有趣，现在被有气。
It used to be something that she used to like, but now something she dislikes.
所以我们知道人跟人之间的关系是最难的。
So the human relationship is that which is the most difficult.
有人告诉我们说。
Some people tell us.
如果你把路德记读通了。
If you study the book of Ruth.
你就知道怎么做婆婆。
Then you know how to be a mother-in-law.
你就要怎么做媳妇。
You know how to be a daughter-in-law.
如果婆婆跟媳妇的关系弄好了。
So if you make the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law get along well.
什么关系都好了。
Then all other relationships will be well.
路德记难道就这么简单的一本书吗？
But is that all that the book of Ruth is talking about?
我们相信路德记是比这更深的。
We believe that the book of Ruth is much deeper than that.
但是在我们深入以前，
But before we enter into its depth,
我们要来看到底我们所明白的圣经。
So we want to see this Bible that we understand.
它给我们的启示是个怎么样的启示？
What kind of revelation does it give us?
你知道说福音是在 Bay of Island 那个地方开始的，在纽西兰。
You know that in New Zealand, the gospel started in the Bay of Islands.
在那里福音登陆的时候。
So when the gospel reached New Zealand,
对于纽西兰岛起了很大的影响。
It became a great influence to the islands of New Zealand.
早期的时候。
In the early days,
有一班水手到了 Bay of Island 就跳船。就留下来了。
So some sailors would jump off the ship at the Bay of Islands and stay.
有的在澳洲那里本来是做被放在监狱里面有前科的被放出来了。
So then there were some of the criminals in Australia that they were left and set free.
结果他们也到了 Bay of Islands.
So they also came to the Bay of Islands.
结果就在那个地方
So in that place
就是今天 Russell 这个地方
in Russell
那么曾经有一度呢是被认为在太平洋里面 一个地狱的洞。
It was considered the hellhole of the Pacific.
换句话说
，In other words，
那是在这一代最无法无天，是 lawless， 根本没有人 unruly people， 没有人管得到他们。
It was the most lawless place, full of unruly people.
那个可以说是罪人的天堂。
And that is the paradise for sinners.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother,
按人来看。这个是整个太平洋的一个地狱洞。
So from man's perspective, this is the hellhole of the Pacific.
你到了那里，你离开地狱很近。
If you go there, you're very close to hell.
人放纵自己的肉体。
Now man let go of his own flesh.
没有人能够约束他。
No one can restrict him.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
福音就在那里登陆了。
The gospel started from there.
自从福音进到从那里登陆到这个岛上以后。
When the gospel landed there and entered into this island.
你知道后来 Russell 这个地方慢慢的就平静下来。
And then the Russell became calmed down.
后来很大的复兴就带到了这个纽西兰岛。
So great recovery revival was brought to the land of New Zealand.
我们知道这个就是过去纽西兰的历史。
So this is part of a history of New Zealand.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
我们知道说达尔文曾经看见毛利人是在树上的。
So when Darwin came to New Zealand, he saw the Maori on the trees.
结果他就想说，他终于能够找到人跟猿猴中间比较中间的一点的东西。
So then he felt that he found something in between man and monkeys.
结果没有想到
But didn't imagine.
自从福音从 Bay of Island 登陆以后
After the gospel reached, started from the Bay of Island.
这个本来在树上的人就跑到树下里面来了
So he who was on the tree came down to, from the tree.
这是什么
What is that?
这就是福音所带给纽西兰的
So this is what the gospel brought to New Zealand.
这也就是福音带给全世界
So this is what the gospel brought to the whole world.
但是很可惜
But it's a shame.
现在人拒绝福音以后
People after they rejected the gospel.
特别在今天的世界
Especially in the world today.
人又回到福音就人还没又回到了福音还没有征服罗马帝国以前的情形。
So man has returned to the condition before the gospel conquered the Roman Empire.
你知道本来的罗马帝国。
You know that the Roman Empire.
本来的希腊文化。
The Greek culture.
你看见他们的道德。
Their moral standards.
他们的道德因为他们因为他们的神
because their God
是按照人来创造
is created after the image of man
而人是堕落的
and man is fallen
所以当你读希腊神话的
so when you study Greek mythology
你发现说在神与神中间所发生的事
so you discover the interaction between the gods
根本叫你惨不忍你根本不能读的
you cannot even continue to read it
上梁不正下梁当然就歪了
So if even the gods are corrupt, then of course the man that they govern is corrupt as well.
所以你能够期待人的生人的那个人的那个道德水准能够提高吗
？So can you expect man's moral standard to be raised?
这是完全不可能的。
This is impossible.
所以当你读罗马书的时候
，So when you study the book of Romans,
你就知道在福音还没有传遍这个世界以前
，So before the gospel reached the whole world.
世界是在罗马跟希腊的文化底下。
The whole world was under the Roman and Greek culture.
虽然罗马跟希腊曾经有过很辉煌的帝国。
Even though the Romans and the Greeks, they had a glorious empire in the past.
但是在他们的影响底下。
But under their influence.
你看见说那个道德的情形。
The moral situation.
这个就是今天我们所看见的情形。
So this is the condition we see today.
但是是福音征服了罗马帝国。
But the gospel conquered the Roman Empire.
所以整个世界就翻过来了。
So the whole world was turned upside down.
现在两千年以后。
Now 2,000 years later.
你看见许多人拒绝福音。
Many people reject the gospel.
他们又回到了他们又回到了好像在福音还没有传遍以前的罗马跟希腊帝国的情形。
So they returned to the condition of the Greek and Roman Empire before the gospel conquered them.
所以你。看见所有今天发生的事
So you see that all the things that happened today
是两千年前的故事的重演
is a reproduction or replaying of that which happened 2,000 years ago
天下没有新的事
There aren't any new things on this world
请记得
Remember
不错是福音叫人从树上 他走下来了。
It's true. The gospel caused man to climb down from the tree.
人拒绝福音的结果又回到树上去。
And when man rejects the gospel, he turns back to the tree.
所以但以理书给我们看见。
So the book of Daniel shows us.
从一个征服者的眼光。
From a conqueror's perspective,
他们所看见的世界是金银铜铁金碧辉煌。
The world that they see is the gold, the silver, the bronze, and the iron is glorious.
但是从但以理眼中来看
，But from the eyes of Daniel,
你看见这个四的大帝国好像四只兽一样。
You see these four great empires as if they are four beasts.
这个 beastial nature, 这个兽性在他们所表现的。
So the beastial nature that is reflected,
乃是人类堕落以后的情形。
Is the condition after man.Fall.
所以请大家记住
So everybody remember
你们在纽西兰
You who are in New Zealand
你们看得很清楚
You see very clearly
毛利人怎样从树上来到了地上
How the Maori went from the tree down to the ground
这是福音的结果
This is the result of the gospel
也因这个缘故福音就送到了全世界
So because of this the gospel went to the end of the world
但是等一等
But wait
你看见在这个世界
But you see in the world today
在澳洲
In Australia
按理来讲本来曾经是福音神大大做工的地方
It wasa place where God did a great work in Australia.
但是慢慢的人就远离了神。
But slowly man has departed away from God.
请记得
Remember.
今天你注意到人犯罪的情形。
If you look at the condition of how man sins.
你就问一个问题。
You'll ask a question.
是不是人又回到树上去了
Is it that man has returned back to the tree?
你明白吗
You see that?
所以我们就知道。
So we know this.
当你看见福音怎么从 Bay of Islands 开始在这个城里面。
So you see how the gospel started from the Bay of Islands in this country.
你看见福音能做何等大的事。
You see what kind of a thing the gospel can do.
那么我们来到纽西兰的人
So we who have come to New Zealand
我们学到一些什么样的功课
What kind of lessons have we learned?
我们最少学到三个功课
We have learned at least three lessons
我巴不得借着三个功课能够综合圣经里面所教训我们的
So I would like to use these three lessons to kind of summarize what is the Bible about
你知道今天全世界到处都被污染了
You know that in this whole world everywhere is polluted
空气被污染了
The air is polluted
环境被污染了
Environment is polluted.
你找不到一个干净的地方，好像是没有被污染过一样。
You cannot almost find a place that is so clean as if never been polluted.
你到了尼罗河
if you go to the Nile River,
那是个很古老的河。
It's a very ancient river.
已经好几千年了。
Thousands of years.
但是你如果在尼罗河稍微泛舟，在那坐船的话
，So but if you take a ship and go or a boat on the Nile,
你看见两边的建筑是个最现代化的建筑。
You'll see that there are two buildings on the two sides. They're modern buildings.
你抬头看空气是被污染的。
When you raise your head, you will see that the whole air is polluted.
你抬头你往下看，整个河流是污染的。
When you look into the river, it's all polluted.
经过了几千年。
After thousands of years,
人类就变成了最大的污染源。
Man became the greatest polluter.
是人叫这个世界慢慢慢慢的变成污染了。
So as man caused this world to become polluted.
本来我们都知道在澳洲也好在纽西兰应该是最好的地方。
So we also know that in Australia and New Zealand, these ought to be the best places.
但是结果因为人为的缘故。
But because of man's doing,
结果就在这一带的上空就有了个很大的洞。
So you see that there's a great hole on top of the, in the ozone on top of these countries.
这个就是因为人用许多的 chemical, 人用许多东西结果就叫这个我们的地球产生了许多的污染。
So because man used many chemicals, it caused the world to become polluted.
但是你如果来到纽西兰
But if you come to New Zealand,
你就觉得很稀奇
You'll find it, it's very interesting.
今天在整个的世界里
In this whole world today,
有一个地方
There's one place,
居然能叫你想起伊甸园
It should remind you of the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园如何
How is the ground? How do you know?
今天你必须要捋
Very far.
错
And it's true.
如果真的在世地上，你要找一个地方叫你能够稍微的知道一点伊甸园的情景。
So if there's a place that you can that reminds you a bit of Garden of Eden,
那应该就是纽西兰。
It ought to be New Zealand.
那尤其是南岛。
Especially South Island.
你觉得南岛那个景色是几乎很难来形容的。
So it's almost hard to describe.The scenery of the South Island.
我想没有一个人来过纽西兰会失望的。
I think that rarely will anyone coming to New Zealand be disappointed.
我想这是大家所共同认 共同认定的一点。
I think everyone agrees about this.
那请记得。
But remember.
今天如果你知道纽西兰最美的一面。
So if you know the most beautiful side of New Zealand.
请记得。
Remember.
当神创造亚